8.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Tonight, you are joined by me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. This is the second hour of tonight's program, and in case you missed a moment, the archive will be available for you later tonight for free at our website, freetalklive.com. You can call us tonight at 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, and of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype by putting in lrn.fm as a contact, right? You got to send us a contact request, and then you'll be able to call in on Skype. So, gentlemen, I want to start out the second hour by talking about something that's been on a lot of people's minds recently. This relates
to Ukraine?
Well, that's been on a lot of people's minds,
Ukraine.
Too. It's not the
Yukon territories. Ukraine.
I like to say the Ukraine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
hipster.
Not sure how the Ukrainians like it when you call sort of misstate their country.
Yeah, they call me a pichka. I know it. I just said something really bad, but let's go.
You know, it's that is an interesting point. So here in the United States, I have never heard of anybody getting a fine for anything but English language, issues.
Yeah.
Now, there's obviously, in broadcast, you could be visually, it's television's gotten fines for stuff, but it's always been English.
That's interesting. Well, I guess we'll see if I get fined.
What if it was like a well-known, like it was a term that was well-known to people who speak English, but it was in another language? I don't want to test this out. I'm just curious.
I don't know. I don't test it. What I heard when I got in radio, there were four words you do not say.
Mm-hmm.
Those four words were all four letters that I can think of off the top of my head. One began with an F. One began with an S. Mm. Two began with C's. And, you just didn't say those words.
Yeah.
But you can say words that are very, very close to them without any kind of problem at all. I've referred to my male rooster as one of those words on this show. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
A big red one.
He was a big red one. And yes. I'm not going to do it now because now it would be pandering, right?
Right.
That's not my intention. But I mean, at the time I said it, that's just what we called male. That's what we called roosters.
Sure.
So there's no problem saying it. And he was such a beautiful animal.
Well, anyway, back to Mt. Gox, which is what I wanted to talk about. The collapse of the biggest, it used to be the biggest Bitcoin exchange. It has been falling into obscurity for a while.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about this, and maybe Brian will be able to answer, is how long has Mt. Gox not been the number one exchange in the world? Because I know it's been months, but I don't know anything else.
Oh, I'm actually not sure when. Okay. I mean, they've been off
a couple years, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say they've been completely off my radar as viable for use for about 2 years. So,
well, it's been less than that for me, but not much less than that.
Sure.
I stopped using them, but I still was surprised at how many people did up until at least a few months ago, and I don't know how many, but they had so many problems before. I'm like, I'm not messing with these people. They're scary.
Yeah, I'm still rather shocked. Like, I'm puzzled, beyond puzzled, at the amateur mistake, in my opinion, of still being involved with them, because it's been so obvious for so long I think, not to someone who's...
Well, to some people, it was an amateur mistake because they had heard about it, and they're like, oh, yeah, I heard about this Bitcoin exchange a year ago, and I decided to, try it out a year later, and then they got burned. But for some people, I think they may have thought, oh, here's an opportunity to do arbitrage. I understand the risks. I'm an old hat Bitcoin person. Here's an opportunity to do something, that could make me a profit or something like that. And that's why they chose to get into it.
I don't know. I have a hard, hard time believing, especially as soon as the announcement started coming around that it would take months to get to withdrawals back.
Right, but if you have a friend in Japan, you might be able to withdraw yen or something like that. instead of withdrawing U.S. dollars, and they didn't stop processing Bitcoin withdrawals until relatively recently. There were several months where they weren't processing U.S. dollar fiat withdrawals because they had their bank accounts seized in the U.S. and they couldn't do it. But they were processing withdrawals in other fiat, such as, I think, euros and Japanese yen and so forth. And so if you had connections in those parts of the world and you were willing to have some relationships that you could leverage, maybe that would have been possible to do.
Well, if you're playing a game like that, then I don't know what anyone is possibly complaining about. If you were planning on that much risk that you weren't that directly involved with it, what you say makes sense, but there's still so much wrong with this.
Well, let's read the words that were written on the wall. So
sure,
this is
sure.
Really what's important here is that Mt. Gox had a completely different number than, as far as the value of Bitcoin, than pretty much every other Bitcoin exchange. Most Bitcoin exchanges were within a few bucks of each other.
Right.
And Mt. Gox was $100 or $200 higher at times.
Yeah, their price would regularly vary by 10 to 20% from other.
It was incredibly high. So at that point, you're sort of dealing with, the people that get hustled in this world are the ones that go for the deals that are too good to be true. That's often the case. You could lay out the bait and they'll go for it. And that's what this, for all the world, it looked like warning signs to me. Stay away from. I started ignoring them.
Yeah,
exactly.
When an exchange has a price that's vastly different from the other exchanges, that is an arbitrage opportunity. And the only reason that arbitrage opportunities exist is because something is perturbing the market.
But
something like that wouldn't exist. It's an incentive to even things out, to get back to a state of equilibrium. But it's like a dam, holding water back or whatever. You can't, it means that something is wrong. And the fact that it's still there, that big price difference, means that something is continuing to be wrong. And if it was able to be exploited, it would be fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It makes no sense at all.
I understand that, but there's people who seemingly had some degree of confidence in doing this. If they didn't have confidence in Gox, then they should shut their mouths right now and say, yeah, I took the risk and I lost. You know what I mean? But instead, they're complaining about it. And that's the problem, is that they're complaining, and how did they,
I heard some people say, I took the risk and I lost, and that's
okay
and I'm not asking for regulation.
Some, but then you've got other people going to their front door. Of Gox.
And I wonder, like, some people could just legitimately have been ignorant and gotten in there.
I
would
know.
Still feel terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying. If you gamble and you lose money, nobody feels bad for a gambler who loses money.
Right.
But I do feel bad for the person who, like, for instance, Mike, what is he? He's my wife's nephew, whatever the heck that is. He's like, I want to buy some Bitcoins. Do you think I should do it through Mt. Gox? And I'm like, no!
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No! Listen to me, man. Tell you what. Where do you have this money? Send it to me. I will get you some Bitcoins today.
Right. But that's exactly it. Is that I don't know anyone that was saying to use Gox. And I'm pretty in on the Bitcoin world, and I have no idea who was recommending this as a good idea.
Okay, I'm not defending them here.
No,
but what I understood about their situation, they were not processing fiat withdrawals. So if you went to sell Bitcoins for fiat on Gox and get U.S. dollars out, forget about that idea. That was not happening. However, it was still, apparently, it still worked if you wanted to wire a large amount of money into Gox, fiat money, and get Bitcoins out until a couple weeks ago.
Yes, but so wiring money into doing that...
That is a risk.
You bought at a high price, too.
You did, yes,
which,
but... So I don't know why people.
There's
would do
other
that,
exchanges too. This is the other part that's getting me. If you got a friend in Japan, you got a friend in Russia. You can go to use BTCE, or if you have a friend there, you've got a friend in China, and you could use BTER. They're every single sign. I'm not saying this. I'm looking at this not as an experienced investor. I am trying to look at this through the lens of someone who's just getting into this business, and I can't picture where on the Bitcoin Talk forums where someone was saying use Gox. I can't find the place where people were saying do that.
No,
and I can't help but feel that there are some really reputable names out there. I'm not going to name any names, but I can't help but feel there's some really reputable names out there that were saying Gox was okay. All right. And that it was being artificially propped up, in my opinion.
We're going to have to talk more about this here in moments on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Your calls in moments.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. Tonight you're joined by me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us, bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. We're talking about Mt. Gox and the Bitcoin situation. We've just barely scratched the surface, and I know we got some folks who want to comment on that, so hold tight for just a few more moments.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about mybtc.cc. So, for a second, if you would imagine being able to spend your bitcoins with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank system. Let me sink that in. You can use bitcoins through a credit card through a system that doesn't have to do with banks. You swipe and bitcoins removed from your wallet. Now, this makes Bitcoin just as easy to use as money in this meat space world that we've got here. This technology would be pretty awesome, right?
Sounds pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And it'd be worth investing in, right? You could go see the Indiegogo campaign at mybtc.cc. Again, it's mybtc.cc. I'm going to be getting in at some level on this because I want to see this happen. I would like to see it adopted. It's going to take a certain level of sort of mass participation for this to work out. But then again, so did Bitcoin. So I think
it's possible. Are Bitcoin ATMs. There are Bitcoin point-of-sale systems now. And apparently, this is Temper's project, right?
That's right.
He's called in about it before.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he said it doesn't require any new equipment. Right?
You could reprogram old equipment.
Okay. Yes. Okay, that's cool. And it's going to be open source, the software that you can use to program them. So, yeah, to me, when I hear about those things, that is a big selling point because it's easy to implement. You don't have to buy a special dispenser or something like that.
You can, absolutely, but...
Mm-hmm.
Those that would not, that have the equipment... And have some understanding of how to reprogram it to some extent, because you have to put some kind of script in it or something like that to make it work. But, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, mybtc.cc.
Indeed.
Okay. The ProXPN toll-free call-in line, one more time, is 855-450-3733 here on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones where Mick has been waiting in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Hey, Mick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Doing great tonight.
Okay. Are y'all in Mount Jackson, Virginia?
No, we're based out of New Hampshire, actually, Keene, New Hampshire, but we are nationally syndicated, so one of our affiliates is... if you're listening to us on the radio, one of our affiliates must be there.
Yeah, well, I turned it down, but anyhow, I was trying to find out the weather because it's probably going to turn upside down by the time I wake up, and I hit FM and scan, it said nothing, and then I hit AM and I found y'all. So I usually listen to Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and Mark.
You're getting a surprise, huh?
Hey, it gets boring out here, you know, just song from the 70s, don't get it all the time, you know.
You know, I've heard Crazy Train just enough times, I guess, is kind of how I feel about it. It's not that I don't like it, it's not like I don't think it's a great song, but... Sometimes I just don't want to listen to music anymore.
Yeah. So what's on your mind, Mick? Did you have something you wanted to talk about with Bitcoin?
Yeah, Sam, this Bitcoin just about 40 minutes ago, and just while I heard another commercial, I don't know if that was y'all making that one commercial, but they're saying that Walmart accepts it now. So, I mean, how curious is that? What's say on that?
I have not heard that Walmart accepts Bitcoin, but there are some... places where you can buy gift cards with Bitcoin, right, that you could use maybe at Walmart, right?
Yeah.
Well, I heard it was up to like 9-something per bit or per coin or whatever, and then somebody hacked into it, probably the feds or something, you know.
Hold on. Bitcoin itself is a software program, so it didn't get hacked. It was a large Bitcoin exchange where people could exchange Bitcoins and dollars that – didn't get hacked, but there's a big problem with it where they claim to have lost a lot of customers' funds. And I was just about to say the current price of Bitcoin is $575 per one Bitcoin.
Well, that's cheaper, a whole lot cheaper than it was a couple weeks ago. So
it's come down
to buy because they're not making any more Bitcoins from what I hear. Was it 17 billion or whatever, and there's no fiat money going into it after that. It's not like the press is smoking, you know, like what?
Not like the Fed, yeah. There's 21 million Bitcoins built into the Bitcoin code. Yeah, so that's hard-coded in there.
Yeah, and you know, like the post office and Sears and Roebuck, you know how they used to have their magazine years ago and people use it for other things than just looking in the ads, but I mean, anyway, why didn't they do like what Amazon has already done. They were already established. One in the post office, every time somebody's texting, why couldn't that be some kind of postal service charge? Why didn't they do that? I've seen this 30 years ago. They were even talking about it. Why did they just let their businesses fail? Because the payouts on these people that are retired, I mean, they can't afford it. And it's like a UAW. They're coming to Tennessee, a right-to-work state. And
yeah. I'm confused. Are you saying that the post office should charge for people sending text messages? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if they would have gone into the airspace back then or the whatever, the cloud or whatever, they would have had their retirements right there in their hand in the whole deal. They would have grown with the industry, basically, is what it is. And, yeah, and it's like Sears. I mean, it's like they were a tower, you know, and the Sears Tower, Chicago, I've been up in it.
Right.
Now here's Amazon, just everything under the sun.
Eating their lunch.
Yeah, well, businesses don't, I mean, they get big enough and they don't innovate anymore. And the Mick, thanks for calling in.
Real quick,
in
Mick, it's going to be rain, sleet, and freezing rain this evening with snow. She's having a wonderful time on the way to work in the morning.
I got to deliver a bunch of dog food to some hungry dogs in Hagerstown there. So,
please drive carefully.
Yes,
are you on 7 days a week or what?
We're on 7 days a week at freetalklive.com, so you can check out our internet streams and our podcast there. And thanks for the call, Mick. Stay safe out there. 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live, ProXPN toll-free call-in line.
You know, it's an interesting point about these companies and a lot of the technologies we have now. They really have been devised for a long time, like someone else already thought about it. I mean, so many things, you know, that like even electronic transmission of text messaging, things like that. I mean, and we're not, you know, they're talking about over the air, like he was saying, you know, all these things have kind of existed before, but most, it's not always the business that doesn't know how to implement it. A lot of times just society's not ready, you know, well, and they just don't know.
But Xerox basically, among a couple of other things, Xerox was integral in the creation of the internet.
Sure.
But that company failed. I mean, basically.
Well, right. I mean, that's a company where they invented the graphic user interface, the way that everybody interacts with any tablet, phone, computer now, whatever. And they pretty much let Apple walk in and, you know, and take the entire idea. They, you know, they had the mouse, they had all this stuff. And, they didn't see that it would work. That was a case where definitely a company had
vision,
did not have the vision. They laughed
so
at it.
So it's not always first to market either.
Right. Like, by the way, Mountain Jackson, our affiliate there is WSVG, and they've got us on from every 7 days a week from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, great to know. And if you want to call us tonight, 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition, or on Skype at lrn.fm. And we will talk more about Bitcoin, Mt. Gox, and whatever's on your mind here in moments on the live Sunday edition. Stay tuned. It's Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad to be with you, and we want to let you know you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm. We are talking about Bitcoin and Mt. Gox, and I want to put forward a, I won't call it a conspiracy theory, but it is a theory. And at this point, everything kind of feels like a conspiracy theory, but this goes a little more in-depth about what one person, anyway, thinks happens to the missing bitcoins at Mt. Gox. And although we don't know yet, it's very interesting. But first, I do want to go to Skype because Temper is on the line, unless you guys have a message for our audience at this point, but maybe not.
No, we're good.
Okay, so let's talk to Temper. Temper,
hey,
you are
on. Hey, guys,
on...
how's it going?
Hey, we're doing great, Temper. How are you? What's on your mind?
So I wanted to call in and rant about setting up a merchant account.
On mybtc.cc, is that the idea?
Well, when I get to Texas, you'll be able to pay for these cards with either swiping a traditional card or with Bitcoin. And in order to set all that up, I had to get a merchant account. And it was pretty rough. I mean,
where did you create the merchant account?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, is it at a major Bitcoin payment processor?
It's at a major bank.
At a major bank. Okay, so this is for processing credit card payments?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not dealing with the Bitcoin payment processors. This is just strictly within the fiat system. Got it.
Yes, and the whole reason that I set up a corporation was for limited liability. That's why they called an LLC, Limited Liability Corporation.
Company.
But in order to get the merchant account, you actually have to take on personal liability. There's a little snippet in there that says that you're personally liable for any chargebacks or any outstanding amounts.
Weird.
So,
oh, yes.
Wow.
It defeats the whole purpose. And, I mean, they have you by the, you know, the major parts. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, if you want their little logos, and I have them, and you just have to agree to whatever they say.
Wow. I believe it, because they do sort of have a monopoly. Having those big networks comes with a cost, and it's really not in favor. It's not good for the merchants or the consumers, really, because what ends up happening is the merchants have to pay, you know, 3-4% in fees for every transaction that they accept. They have to agree to these user agreements, which are not negotiable, and they're not in favor of small business owners like yourself.
A lot of businesses have just, you know, they find it very distasteful to take credit cards at all, and they do it just sort of against their will. They don't want to. But they'll just go ahead and raise prices to do it.
I mean, you want to make it convenient for your customers to pay, but you don't want to, you know, do something that's going to really add a lot of cost and a lot of extra burden and liability to your business. And so, yeah, you're exactly right, Mark. They do end up passing those costs onto the consumers.
What else would they do?
Exactly. And so that's why I said initially that it's not good for the business owners or for the customers.
Not to mention the headache, because, I mean, up to, I think it's 90 or 120 days after the sale, the person who owns the card can come back and say, well, this transaction didn't go how I wanted it.
Yep, happened
so
to me.
I'm going to try to do a chargeback. And so on top of, so let's say you sold a $6 snossage, you know, and the guy seemed happy and then he left, and then 90 days later he charges you back. Well, you get a $20 chargeback fee on your $6 snossage.
Wow. Geez, your competition would be going in and buying snossages and then a month later charging it back and putting you out of business. Sounds like a great way for a competitor to attack a competing business.
Yeah, that's exactly why I came out with mybtc.cc.
Because there are no chargebacks with Bitcoin because it's irreversible transactions?
Exactly. That, and it's really easy to set up. I mean, you just download the program and configure it.
You configure the swipe machine?
Yeah. You have to have some sort of Bitcoin address already. You have to have a wallet somewhere. But the swipe machine has nothing to do with a wallet.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, do you guys have any questions about this?
Yeah, I'm just wondering how the swipe machine, when it swipes, I mean, it must deposit the Bitcoin somewhere. So doesn't it deposit it in that wallet?
No, it just makes the request, and it sends the request to the PETA over Tor. And then the PETA is?
What's that?
The PETA is like your own personal bank. So the user of the card sets up a PETA in a number of different ways. And once they set up the PETA, it has their wallet on it in a secure encrypted environment. And so when you swipe the card, the merchant contacts the processor, which would be me, and then I relay the message over Tor. But
do you mean, when you say the merchant contacts the processor, do you mean that some gizmo talks to some gizmo that the merchant has talks to some gizmo you have?
At the
speed of light?
Yeah, the merchant would have a gizmo, and then I would have a server or a cluster of servers that hand off these messages. And see, I'm the only one that ever knows the Tor address. So no one can try to attack your PETA and hack at it or whatever. And so all I do is pass on the message, and then the PETA gets the message and then contacts the user, however they have that configured, and then approves the transaction. And then the PETA itself actually sends the Bitcoin and then relays the transaction ID and the inputs back to the processor, who sends it back to the merchant, who recognizes that he got paid. But the merchant, the processor, never had anything to do with the Bitcoins. They never saw them, never transacted them. The
right.
wallet is secure all the time.
Right. So they're kind of so it sounds like they're kind of moving from one place to another, and this is how you've kind of turned a push system into a pull system, sort of. I think I get what you're saying, Timber.
That is exactly right. Mm-hmm. I turned a push system or pull system into a push system, because the bank, when you swipe the card, one bank talks to another bank, and they just kind of decide what they're going to do.
Yes, that's how it works with checks, with credit cards, with pretty much every financial instrument that we're used to. But with Bitcoin, normally when you send a Bitcoin transaction, the only way Bitcoins are getting moved from one place to another is if you voluntarily push them out and send them into someone else's wallet.
Timber, what are the fees for the merchant to use this system?
I'm planning on charging a 0.5%.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's
compared
pretty
to the
good.
3% that,
that's a big improvement.
And there's the whole system's open source, so I mean, if you think about the PETAs, these are a special virtual machine that lives in a special encrypted environment. And I mean, in order to provide 150 million cards, I would need 75,000 servers that are really large. So there's going to be a whole marketplace at providing these PETAs and selling these cards. And
yeah, so
other people are going to do it?
Yes, it's all going to be open source. So anytime you want, you can just, like, if you wanted to be a provider, and the providers, the person who offers the PETAs, you just install this software. And when it installs, it basically removes all access to the computer. So nobody can log into it. It's a self-managed virtual machine environment.
This is really interesting. So you're going to solve that scalability issue by making it so that anyone can kind of become a sort of a node on this network, not the Bitcoin network, but your network. And
well, it's not my network. It's
well, okay, the decentralized everybody's network. Temper, thanks for calling in. I look forward to seeing you in Texas. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show, and there's more coming up. Stay tuned. 855 450 free.
Do you need to lose weight? Then listen up. Right now in your area, a breakthrough weight loss supplement is being given out risk-free to 50 callers of this station. The active ingredient, HCA, is pure, potent, and has been known to cause impressive weight loss. So please take no more than 2 capsules a day. To experience results for yourself, call now. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-311-5680. Garcinia Plus contains all natural ingredients with no chemical additives or preservatives. However, if your weight loss is too rapid, please reduce down to 1 capsule every day. A recently published clinical study found the active ingredient HCA, found in Garcinia cambogia, resulted in significant weight loss by appetite suppressions and reducing emotional eating by boosting serotonin levels. Hurry and call now before risk-free supplies are gone. Call 1-800-311-5680. 1-800-311-5680. That's 1-800-311-5680.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Yes, I know you're not used to hearing live radio on Sunday nights, but we are live. And the good news is we've still got over an hour left of live programming in tonight's show. And this is Stephanie with you.
And tonight. Brian.
And Mark.
We are Free Talk Live, and you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. If you want to watch us doing the show instead of just listening to us, you always have the option of looking at cam.freetalklive.com. There you're going to see a video feed from the studio and, of course, our audio. And you can also find a chat room where you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. And I know a lot of people enjoy it because they meet other kindred spirits who are listening to Free Talk Live. That is one more time at cam.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking for camping or hunting, survival or shooting gear, the place to go is manventureoutpost.com. They've got the name brands that you want, and they've got them at the best prices. They have a best low price guarantee, as a matter of fact. And my experience is that they always have the lowest price on all kinds of things. Knives and flashlights. As a matter of fact, I think I need to get another flashlight. Last night, something set off the perimeter alarm at my house, and I didn't have a flashlight to go out. I just couldn't locate one. So go there if you need things like camping equipment, tents or apparel, long guns, handguns, ammunition, whatever you need. They've got it at Maine.
Water purification.
Water purification.
Big selling point for me. I'm very interested in that.
Especially if you're hiking. You need those portable ones, right?
Yeah. You have like a little water bottle you can dip in a stream, and then it has a filter that you can just drink. There is nothing like going hiking and being able to just put a water bottle into a stream and get water because it's so cold and
but
so delicious.
But you can't do it without the filter.
Exactly, because otherwise you get beaver fever.
Beaver fever. ManVentureOutpost.com. What do you got to say, Brian?
Oh, nothing.
ManVentureOutpost.com for all your beaver fever needs.
Yes, they're curing the beaver fever, and you can call us at 855-450-3733 tonight, or Skype lrn.fm. Those are the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines. Let's talk to John listening in Ocean City, New Jersey. I think he wants to talk about the homo demons. Hey, John, are you with us?
Yes, I have to out myself. I'm a member of Who Daddle. That's the white homo demons at large.
Hoodaddle, that's cute.
Yes.
And what do you do at Hoodaddle?
Well, our goal is to homogenize the entire planet.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to steal the black men from their women?
Well, we're all about snozzages. Black snozzages are included.
I see. Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
Cute.
That was good.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah.
You had two good ones in there.
Hoodaddle.
Yeah.
Hoodaddle.
I'm typing it in. I just don't know how to spell hoodaddle.
White homo demons at large. W-H-O.
I tossed an M in there. It's like hoomdaddle. Yeah.
All right. 855-450-3733. We never got to talk about this blog post that I had brought in about Mt. Gox, but did you guys have any other thoughts? Brian was kind of saying that he believes that there were members of the Bitcoin community that were kind of propping up Mt. Gox, maybe inappropriately, because in the free market, you know, there is no such thing as too big to fail, right? And
right,
it was apparent that there were warning signs that Mt. Gox was going to fail.
But Mt. Gox had internal memos that said that, look, we can't fail. It will destroy Bitcoin. Set it back for 5 or 10 years.
And a lot of people believe that.
And it did. It actually did set it back for 5 or 10 hours.
Yeah, exactly. But I think there's a lot of people that believe that. And I think those are the very same people who are, you know, some big names or at least big holders, not necessarily big names. You know, they might not have a name that anybody knows in the community at all. But I think some big holders were artificially propping it up. And under the very auspices that if Gox failed, you know, that would be the end of Bitcoin. I think there's people that believe that. It's interesting to keep in mind because a lot of people that are in Bitcoin, unfortunately, are very stuck in the way things have been done, not the way things can be done, in the future. I mean, that's the thing is Bitcoin sets the financial system free, but there's still a lot of people who are betting on Bitcoin that believe in the old way.
Well, you know what you know, right?
Sure.
And,
sure.
You know, you're as flexible as you are, and most people aren't. So you're going to work with the systems you've got. I can understand people being of the opinion that Mt. Gox was, you know, crumbling was going to be bad for Bitcoin. And I'm not going to claim that I think it was good for Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad because Mt. Gox was a disaster and had been for a couple of years. So I really think that to me, it's like getting rid of that bad, you know, spouse or whatever. Get rid of them. Let's go.
Yeah.
I need a whole new life. And I'm so glad.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that. It's just somebody told some people around the world who had the means to even be able to go to the office of Gox. Or had, you know, people of means were told by someone, no, this is where you want to put your money. That's the part that doesn't make any sense to me because, like I said, I'm not trying to look at this as a seasoned investor of any kind. I'm looking at this is okay. If I'm just a completely amateur person looking at it from an investing perspective, from a software perspective, from whatever, and there's just no signs there that I would want to do any business at all at Gox. And and so I am just utterly confused that anybody was bothering putting their money there.
Now, the official story, so-called, of what happened at Mt. Gox is, you know, there's a lot of haziness around this. There's a lot of, it seems like, not transparency. Nobody's exactly sure happened with the last hurrah.
Right. I mean, I heard Server 7. There's some really... There's some sketchy business around Server 7. Yeah.
Yes, it was perpetrated by... It was an inside job.
It was an inside job.
It may have been an inside job. It may have been an employee taking the Bitcoins or something like that. But
Server 7 is a reference to Building 7, if anyone's wondering.
Yeah, it's just a joke, obviously, because we're talking about conspiracy theories and so forth. But, yeah, there have been a lot of theories floating around about what happened. The official story is this was coming from Mt. Gox, or it was kind of a leak, but then it was kind of verified by Mt. Gox, and they said, yeah, this is more or less true. Doesn't really add up, right? So what happened was there was somebody on Twitter named 2BitIdiot. That's his Twitter handle.
Right.
Which he's actually a real person who's, like, fairly well known, I guess, in the Bitcoin community. He's not just some random Twitter.
He's not a 2BitIdiot.
Yeah, right. Even though his name would suggest otherwise. And he started tweeting, you know, last week about Gox is insolvent, and this is here's a memo that's been leaked to prove it. And the memo said that they had lost 744,000 bitcoins.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money at even the current price of 500-something dollars per bitcoin.
$350 million?
Yeah, that's quite a fortune.
On deposits, yeah.
They claim to have lost it due to a, quote, leak in the hot wallet, which drained the cold wallet. Now, that really doesn't make sense because cold storage is supposed to be bitcoins that are not connected to the internet, that are not online at all. It's not like a slush fund where, you know, funds get pulled out of one account and then it backs up from the other account. That's not what it's supposed to be. A cold storage is supposed to be completely offline.
You know, that's a lot of Bitcoin, chunk of Bitcoin. Like, I mean, that's how much percentage?
It's 6% of the
entire Bitcoin market that can exist.
That all the Bitcoins that are in circulation right now.
Oh, yeah. Right now?
Mm-hmm.
But in comparison, there's supposed to be how many Bitcoins?
Total of 21 million.
21 million.
Mm-hmm.
And 744,000
of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just such a huge chunk.
Good chunk.
It's a large amount. And yeah, so they claimed that, you know, they lost these over several years. They were leaking out due to a bug that they, you know, in their internal programming, basically, that would issue refunds to customers that, you know, were basically false. They shouldn't have been issued. And they claim not to have noticed until it drained their wallet completely dry. So people saw this, and at first they were like, well, it can't be true. But then they basically, you know, the CEO of Mt. Gox didn't really deny it and said, yeah, this is more or less legit. And it was later found that this leak document came from a consulting firm that had prepared this so-called crisis strategy draft for Mt. Gox. And so people, you know, people are saying, you know, what the heck happened here? This story sounds really fishy. However, it's pretty obvious that they don't have the coins. They shut down their exchange.
Mm.
They took down their website. They took down all their tweets. They, for all intents and purposes, yes, it looks like they're bankrupt, and they did file for bankruptcy this week. So what happened? And somebody said that it's possible that they had these bitcoins in cold storage, and they lost the keys. Like, this is the equivalent of losing your password.
Yeah.
You know, that is one possibility that has been floating around, lost keys. The other one that has been floating around is that the government seized these coins as part of an investigation into the Silk Road.
How would they do that? As part of the Silk Road?
As part of an investigation into the Silk Road, and there's a gag order, and they can't talk about it. And we'll reveal more details here about this speculation about what happened to Mt. Gox in moments here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show, 855 450 free.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.